First public hearing is conditional use number 1680, Samir Gabbar.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a business park to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.2905 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Shady Road, also known as Road 276, 400 feet northeast of Plantation Road, also known as Road 275. Gentlemen, earlier this week, and I hope you've all received your copies, received from Fuquay and Urey Professional Association a copy of a booklet. The booklet contained a copy of references to the tax maps, photographs, references to the comprehensive plan, the environmentally sensitive developing area, the state strategies, and the level two surveys, site plans, DLDOT comments, and proposed conditions. That booklet is a part of the record. We also received two agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report. It was dated November 21st of 2005. Excuse me. Makes reference to the present zoning AR1, proposed zoning AR1 with conditional use. The road reference was Road 276 from Plantation Road to Delaware Route 1. There's an annual average daily traffic of 1,990 vehicles per day within that road segment. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service A and will not change as a result of this application. Second comment being from the Sussex County Engineering Department. Received it today. Makes reference to the site, the location, the proposed use. The project is located within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, being the West Rehoboth expansion area. It states that wastewater capacity is not available for this project. The capacity is available for an office of up to 3,000 square feet or retail space of up to 9,000 square feet. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. There are two existing EDUs at this location. The current system connection charge rate is $3,911 per EDU. Each parcel, I believe there are three, is served with a 6-inch lateral. Installation of an 8-inch lateral may be required. Downstream upgrades could be required as well. If upstream upgrades are required, they would be completed by the developer at the developer's expense. Conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study would be required. It also notes that proper disconnect of the existing structures on two of the parcels is required before the dwellings are demolished and before a building permit is issued for the proposed project. A separate disconnection permit is required for each parcel, and the disconnections must be inspected by the county. It also states that a concept plan is required. This was signed by Rob Davis for John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of a site plan for the business park, and that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir. Mr. Willard, I believe you're up.
Mr. Chairman, Tim Willard with Fuquay and Urey, representing the applicant. The applicant is Samir Gabbar. He's standing right there. Mr. Gabbar is a businessman from Rehoboth. You can have a seat, Samir. He owns a retail jewelry shop there. He's been there for about 39 years. He also operates a lot of rental property in the Rehoboth area. His intention, after he bought these three lots, is to develop those lots, as you see before you. That is to make a four-building business park there. We are applying for a conditional use in an AR1 district, and what I'm going to do is try to concisely and efficiently go through my book and then answer any questions. The land is approximately 2.3 acres, and if you turn to tab 1, You will see a tax map. Mine's colored, and I hope yours is too. It shows where the property is located exactly. It's on the south side of Shady Road. Shady Road is the road that if you're going start down Plantation Road, it's your first left after Lowe's that drops you out on Route 1 right by the Grand Slam. On the left is an open field, then Lowe's. And on the right, I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on around that area if you don't already know, because it's our contention that this project will actually be a great improvement for that area and actually will be a welcome public use. You can see by the tax map, the orange-colored area is all commercial. You have 600 feet of automatic commercial coming up from the highway. It's getting pretty close to Mr. Gabra's property. You've approved, I think it's a conditional use there that's 60, or the county has, 68 units. It's multi-family, or it's townhouses. That's C1 has been approved for right there, which is on Shady Road. There's a conditional use approval for a doctor's office right at the corner of Plantation Road. It's not yet developed. I actually represented that applicant about a year or two ago. If you turn the page to tab 2, you'll see the nature of the area. Across the street, it pictures 1 and 2. You'll see the water tank from Lowe's, the Lowe's parking lot, the Lowe's storage area. And then picture 2 is a picture of the back of the Lowe's store. Picture 3 actually shows the front of the property. On this property currently, there's a manufactured home on one lot. There's a permanent home on the other, and there's outbuildings on the one that's further east. There's also like a logging business being operated now on one of them. It might be a non-conforming. You'll see in picture 4, this is kind of in Mr. Gabre's backyard now, is the Gemcraft project with townhomes. Picture 5 also shows a picture of the property, you know, and it gives you some perspective if you see that water tower back there. That's the Tidewater water tower, and this project would be served by Tidewater. Picture 6 shows you the existing operation there, which is kind of a logging business. I got one more page of pictures. These are more recent than I took. If you remember, we got snow 2 weeks ago. Picture 7 shows the manufactured home. Picture 8 shows just down the street there's a computer. That's a body works business, a car automated business, and that's what's commercial just two lots away from his. Picture 9 shows the improved intersection, a Plantation and Shady Road. And picture 10 again shows some of the multi or the townhouses, higher density townhouse behind it. This conditional use application, as we're proposing to use it as a business park, is consistent with your comprehensive plan. It's in the environmentally sensitive developing district. Tab 3 shows you where it is with the yellow arrow. You can see also that's helpful because you see all the commercial around you, around Mr. Gabra. And your comprehensive plan calls for such development in this area, specifically for non-residential use. The comp plan says additional commercial uses will be needed in the environmentally sensitive development district. These uses should be limited to neighborhood shopping and businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. This area is growing. It's designated as growing. And why we believe this will be a benefit both economically and as far as the overall development of this area is the larger population that's now west of Route 1 will have considerable office space, maybe doctor's office, any kind of professional business, where they wouldn't have to cross the highway, depending on what DelDOT does with that areas. And there are a lot of options, but still Plantation Road will access it. We believe it's also consistent with the state strategies plan. It's in a level 2 area. You have that map in front of you when I've indicated with the star where the property is located. Level 2 areas, if the strategies map doesn't work in our favor, we don't talk about it, say it doesn't mean anything, but when it does, I think it's worth pointing out. A level 2 area, the state says anyway, should be developed with commercial and office uses serving the local residents, and that's what this is designed to do. They say they should have a broader mix of commercial sites, encourage compact mixed-use development on the fringe of municipalities, and this is just outside of Lewis. Again, quoting the strategies to level, there may be many opportunities for small, medium-sized businesses in a level two area. At tab five, I have given you the survey up close so you can actually see the dimensions of the property and what's there. I think another benefit of this project, although traffic will increase, obviously, Delta didn't seem to have a problem with it, or one of TIS. There are four entrances there now, people coming in and out. It's a rental property and things like that. It's proposed and to get one entrance as designed there. By the way, this design was done, and it's preliminary, and Mr. Gabra understands that if the county lets him go forward with this, he'll have extensive work to do with site plan approval, soil conservation, et cetera. But this was designed by design idea John Lester of Lewis, and that's the concept plan, to have one entrance in and out right in the center. Tab 6, I just broke it up for you, so you might want to be able to see it a little more closely. There's about 32 parking places. There may be more needed, and Mr. Gabra's aware of that. The tab 7, I will not repeat because Mr. Lank has shared the DelDOT's comments. I have submitted proposed conditions, and I will go through those because I think they are important. On these conditional uses, I think when an owner of a property like this is coming to us early on, which is good, and we get our advice, it seems to me the county doesn't like B1 because of some of the things that you can put in there that might be too intense. So that's why we're going to conditional use. And quite frankly, his vision is to have merely professionals there or professional-like businesses. Mr. Robertson and I have talked somewhat about how to define that, whether it should be broad or specific. And I've taken a shot at it. And it's item 3 of my proposed conditions. Occupants or tenants of the business park shall include the following professional businesses, to include but not be limited to doctors, accountants, lawyers, real estate-related firms such as real estate brokers and mortgage companies, financial firms, insurance business, technology business, computer repair and computer consulting, and others similar, and other businesses. No manufacturing or retail tenants shall be allowed. That's his intent. The conditional use will be subject to site plan, all regulatory approvals. The maximum number of buildings in the business park shall be 4, with the following dimensions not to exceed. And then I list the dimensions, 10,000 and 8250 in the back. He didn't indicate in his design how those would be cut up to give him some flexibility if he can move forward with the project to suit a tenant. It is the idea for the front of the buildings that there would be five units, sort of like townhouse office buildings. You can see by the rendition in the top, which is the vertical concept, and I apologize, I don't have one for the public, but these are intended to be one story, and that would be a vision of what it would look like from Lowe's parking lot or Shady Road, but it's kind of an attractive facade. The business park shall be served with one entrance. I've already mentioned that. The business park shall include the required amount of parking for each tenant. Landscaping, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, and shall provide proof that the landscaping will be permanently maintained by either the applicant or the homeowners association. One sign shall be located near the entrance to the business park, identifying the business park, and 4 individual signs shall be posted in front of each building as directories of the tenants therein. Lighting shall be provided for the parking and building. The development shall be served as part of Sussex County West Rehoboth expansion of Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. I met with Mr. Davis, Rob Davis, last week. Mr. Gabra is aware of the constraints as far as sewer. He's aware that if he's allowed to go forward with this, he might have to downsize his project to deal with that. He's also aware if this goes forward that he will be responsible for any costs to connect. It's my understanding that the West Rehoboth facility is going to be expanded to take more of a load. Sometimes when they do these, when the engineer comments, they don't necessarily consider what was not used in other projects and things like that. They say what's available there now, and now they give it two EDUs, I believe, because there's two residents there. But he understands that's a constraint, that's a possibility, and also a considerable cost. The project shall be served by public central water, that'd be tide water. Stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements and Sussex Conservation District oversight. Construction site work, grading, deliveries for construction materials, landscape materials, and fill on or off the property shall occur between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Obviously, some of these are ones that I borrowed for conditional uses that you all have approved in the past that you think are important. We'll entertain, obviously, any more conditions you think are appropriate. We think this meets the conditional use statute in that it's provided for an AR1, such a business use, and it truly will fill a public need, improve that area, and it's a unique sort of street there that I think can help serve much of the residential population around there. Mr. Gobber, can you step forward, please? You've heard me talk kind of fast. Is everything I said a true and correct representation of your application, what you want to do with this property?
Yes.
Gentlemen, that's all I have. If you have any questions for me or Mr. Gobber?
We'll find out. Mr. Willard, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Willard, a couple things that leap out for me in looking at it is one, the issue of the engineering it brought forth to the commission today, stating that they have EDUs that would be equivalent to 3,000 square feet of office space, and you're proposing 32,000 square feet. So obviously there's a huge difference there between what the county engineering is saying is available versus what you're requesting. And the second most obvious thing to me was the lack of parking as proposed by these buildings. The county, as I understand it, for office space, which is what you're proposing here, is one parking spot for every 200 square feet. And my calculations brings that to a little over 163 parking spaces. And I see conceptually 36. Comments on those two issues?
Yeah, the reason I proposed the conditions the way I did, that is the building size will not exceed this amount because this was a conceptual plan done by Design Ideas, with reference to the proper buffers. And I foresee, and the reason I also wrote the proposed conditions as it would include four buildings with those dimensions is his intention to do a design like this. Chances are, because the parking would need to be at least tripled, perhaps. I'm not sure it's one for 200 for retail. Or office?
One for 200. Office, medical office could be a little different, but it is substantially underparked at this point.
And that's why if the commission wants to reduce the square footage now, and I don't expect you to do our work for you, I understand that when the design was made by Mr. Lester, he did it according to setbacks, and he actually did the stormwater based on his observations of the property. But because of the sewer, because of the parking, and Mr. Gobber and I had this very conversation shortly before, he understands he'll probably shrink. He will have to shrink these buildings to get the parking in there, unless we get a variance.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
I don't know. I was drifting off. What is the intention of the – what kind of businesses are going in here?
The professional businesses and or – well, I listed various businesses dealing with lawyers, doctors, accountants, engineers, financial firms, things like that. I also – our proposed condition is no retail, no manufacturing. So it's
supposed to be an office
facility, yes.
Facility, okay.
That's the intention. And, you know, like I said earlier, sometimes you think, well, why shouldn't this be B1? If you look at your list of B1, I don't think you would want everything that allows. So this gives you the ability to restrict it. And it's Mr. Gobber's, and he does have other real estate holdings and is a landlord. He intends to own this and actually manage it and see the project through. In fact, his son is in the computer business, and that's when he's maybe a tenant. That's kind of driving him.
No further questions. Thank you, sir. Mr. Gordon?
I just have one. Mr. Wilder, you might address this at the beginning, and if you did, I'm sorry. I didn't hear why you think there's a need for this conditional use.
Yeah, I did.
Sorry about that.
Well, it's interesting, and I don't know who it was, but somebody's out there that actually is looking at calendars that you have and sees these. I didn't return this individual call, but I get some calls when they are even on the calendar from medical people or people that lease space to medical facilities or offices, LabCorp, things like that. I think when this first got put on the calendar, I got such a call for that. But I think basically the public need that it'll fill is there's a pretty considerable amount of residential growth west of Route 1, and this will provide an office facility, whether it's for doctors, lawyers, accountants, engineers, computer businesses, real estate firms, that is actually west of the highway, and you don't see too much of that. A lot of people are either going on the highway or they have to go into Lewis or Rehoboth. So to that extent, you know, some of the elderly people that live in that area, it'll certainly be more convenient for them.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yep. My question was similar to Mr. Gordy's, and realizing this site plan is a preliminary, I'm going to try to focus on. Have you or the applicant made efforts to be congenial with the neighbors, address any concerns that they may have insofar as issues, matters of fencing, drainage, or landscaping?
Well, perhaps Mr. Gobber can address that question. I think he's, Mr. Gobber, would you like to address that? Have you had any contact with any of the neighbors whatsoever?
No, I did not. Nobody complaining, nobody. I don't have, I'll talk to people. They said it's a nice idea, and I didn't have anybody, talk about this issue at all.
There's not much going on around there in terms of residences, and it's
pretty quiet place, and it's nobody complaining about anything. As a matter of fact, we have a place over there, they do logging and everything. It's been for years and years, and nobody say one word about it,
All right, well, thank you. But if the commission were to approve this and we were to look at some conditions, then things such as screening of dumpsters, maybe relocating stormwater management, fencing, matters of that would be picked up by a site plan review. That would be agreeable to your clients?
Absolutely, and we've included a plan for the landscaping that would have to be submitted with site plan, and that was the plan for the buffering. The two front buildings, I think Mr. Lester had designed to have impervious drives back there for if deliveries or anything like that. But yeah, we're flexible, and this is a preliminary concept, but we do believe it's appropriate for conditional use.
So. And we did talk about it with all the trash and everything.
That would be where you'd put your dumpsters?
Yes, yeah. That's what he said, said someplace over there, because it's a big area here.
But it's about 2.5 acres there, about.
It's 300 feet deep.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lane?
When you first started, Mr. Willard, you made reference to the buildings would appear to be like condominium or townhouse appearing units. The first two buildings appear to be either four or five units in each building, and the other two buildings in the back appear to be squares, one square and one rectangle. Doesn't appear to be any breaks in the size of those, and no number of units within those two buildings. And my concern was the business park, and you did say they're professional, but would there be any contractors that would be using any of those four buildings?
No, and we'd be prepared to add that, because contractors bring a whole other issue of trucks and vehicles and warehousing, so we would limit that. It wasn't our intention. I guess the intention to leave the back to just open is because sometimes you'll get a large tenant and you don't want to design it. And we obviously haven't gotten to that stage yet, but that was just the concept. But the front buildings with the pond in the front sort of lent itself to maybe a townhouse look, and you can see how he's designed it, at least the facade from the road.
That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Counts?
Yeah, I just have two questions, and probably should address them to legal counsel. Is Business Park the CU that's being requested more too vague for the kinds of uses that have been described here? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to call it professional offices or something like that? I mean, it just seems like that's an awfully generic term, and we've been very specific on some other CUs that have been granted.
Actually, that sort of goes into the comment I was going to make in response to something Mr. Willard said about conversations he and I had had. Probably standing alone, that's too vague, but one of the things I think he's proposed in his conditions is limitations on it. Where we've got to be careful, because it's come up, frankly, is being also too specific. There's situations where you say one specific type of office, and in the way that the ordinance was advertised, and if somebody wants to come in and not do exactly that type, but something that's nearly identical, they have to come back through with a new ordinance. So that's sort of the quandary that the county's in. So I don't think there's any problem with it being like that, as long as in the conditions of the conditional use, if it were to be acted on favorably, it's clear exactly what types of uses would have to go on there.
And then the sort of related to that, the applicants made it very clear that this is a very preliminary, sketchy, nebulous kind of site plan that is possibly changed. So if you're not committing on your side to this, does that also allow the commission to have some flexibility if it's approved, when we finally see the site plan, to allow for some and require some changes to the site plan as it's proposed? Or are we going to be held to something that is pretty much straight like this? I guess I want the freedom to be vague on both sides so that the commission has some flexibility to change the site plan, just like you're reserving your right.
Yeah, I think you do, certainly.
Okay.
And as you go to site plan, things get more specific for necessary reasons. Our offer to you is this is a good concept, it's a good area for this, it will serve the public, and, you know, Are our buildings a little? Are buildings too big? Our parkings are too short? Yes, now, but we didn't want to come in and ask for something that's too small and then not to be able to expand it. But based on our proposed conditions, we're just saying not to exceed this. And the comments were right on, and we expected them. Reference parking, and also sewer. So I think there's got to be flexibility in the site plan, and we're willing to recognize that when site plan's approved, it's going to look a little different. It just won't look any. I don't want to use the word worse because it's a nice concept plan, but, you know, more impervious.
And we would, the commission would have the ability to take a look at it. Right. Keep it in mind, like you said, I think, Rick or somebody, it's going to look a whole lot different if it does get approved after all the agencies take a bite out of it. Plus
right,
the
right.
But there wouldn't be any, we're not locked into that or anything similar to that.
Okay.
The site plan review stage.
Thank you.
Those are all the comments I had.
Okay. Mr. Abbott, do you have any
questions?
All right, Mr. Willard, we thank you.
We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1680 Samir Gabbar? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1680? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.